An extremely hot summer led to a decline in zebra mussels in the Mississippi River in 2001. Mississippi River Fisheries Supervisor Ron Benjamin is with the Department of Natural Resources in La Crosse. He says the exotic species from Russia, first found in the Mississippi in 1991, grew rapidly in numbers in the mid-1990s. Benjamin says the decline 5 years ago has been followed by a big increase. While there are fewer zebra mussels in the river now than at their peak, there are still a lot.
Baby zebra mussels are called veligers. They're these little free-floating baby guys. And at the low levels, when we said there weren't many out there, we were probably looking at numbers that are around 30 to 50 per liter of water, realizing that there's trillions of liters going through the dam each day. So 50 times trillions is still a lot. And now in 2005, we're back up to about 300 per liter.
Benjamin says the zebra mussel is here to stay. While it has infected the Great Lakes, he says public education of boaters and anglers to take care not to transport the mussel to other inland waters has been fairly successful. Benjamin says the zebra mussel infestation has already cut in half the number of native species of mussel found in the Mississippi River at Prairie du Chien. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.